بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
Last week we discussed from the 99 beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We had discussed Al-Halim, Al-Azim. One simple dua of istikhara at any moment that we can make is what Mufti Taqi Sahib has mentioned that comes in the hadith. Ya Halim, Ya Azim. Allahumma ya Halim. It comes, we discussed it last week. The recording is there if anyone wants. It's a lengthy dua. After Al-Halim and Al-Azim comes Al-Ghafoor. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ghafoor. This has already been discussed under Al-Ghaffar. Ghaffar, Ghafoor, both mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is most forgiving. The difference is that the degree, the intensity of forgiveness is greater in Ghaffar. Today, inshaAllah, two of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ash-Shakur and Al-Ali. Shakur comes from the word shukr. So therefore, Ash-Shakur means that being who is most appreciative. In Arabic it is said, هو الذي يُعْتِي الثَّوَابَ الْجَزِيلِ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ الْقَلِيلِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite His greatness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants immense reward, abundance reward for little bit action. The little bit we do, He gives us a lot of reward. Ayat of the Quran, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. That person who does one good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say one reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. We will increase for him in our favors. It's not one for one. Ayat of the Quran, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. One good deed multiplied by ten. But one mistake, وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجَزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. But one bad is written down. One mistake a person makes, one is written down. So this is this quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He appreciates the little that we do. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will reward you for your good and beyond that also. Mufassirin explain what is ziyada and what is beyond the reward, the action we have done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each one of us. that is with the countenance and with seeing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in akhirat insha'Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. Do not consider any sin, any good deed insignificant. Nothing is too small to be weighed on the scales of good, even if it means meeting your brother with a smiling face. That also is something that will be highly appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two ahadiths, very similar in nature. One sahabi, one person was walking past, بَيْنَمَا رَجُلٌ يَمْشِي بِطَرِيقٍ, person was walking on the road, فَوَجَدَ غُسْنَ شَوْكٍ, he found a thorny branch on the road, on the that was blocking, so it was a means of inconvenience, فَأَخَّرَ, he moved it from the path of the travelers and the people walking. فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ, Allah appreciated that one good deed, Allah forgave him all his sins. Hadith we all hear all the time, hadith appears in Sahih Muslim, but to refresh our memories, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَيْنَمَا رَجُلٌ يَمْشِي بِطَرِيقٍ, person was walking on the road, and then he felt thirsty, so he looked around, اشْتَدَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَطَشِ, severe pangs of thirst had gripped him, فَوَجَدَ بِئْرًا, he found a well, goes to the well, فَنَزَلَ فِيهَا, he goes into the well, because there's no bucket, there's no rope, there's no means of getting the water from the well. So he takes that effort that goes the extra mile to quench his thirst, and he climbs down that well, he drinks, quenches his thirst, and he climbs up a well. This we all know what a task it is to go down and to come back safely. So eventually as he comes up, he just exited the well and he sees that there is a dog, and the dog is equally thirsty as he was, if not more. That the dog is eating on wet sand to take and to squeeze out whatever droplets of water can come out. He thought to himself, it's also the creation of Allah. Let me help and assist this dog. And he makes a plan. But he thinks to himself, I drank water, what must I do with this dog? He goes into the well, takes out his hoof, his leather sock, he fills it with water, he goes the extra mile, فَأَمْسَكَهُ بِفِي, and he holds it with his mouth, the water in the leather sock, and he comes up. Sacrifices, brings the water, gives it to the dog. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated that simple action of his and forgave all his sins. There was a lady, hadith also appears in Sahih Muslim, a lady who was a prostitute, she was a loose woman of the time. She was also involved in evil, and she quenched the thirst of a dog. Allah forgave her all her sins and granted her Jannah. Despite everything, that little bit. So don't consider any good deed too small to be weighed on the scales of justice. There is no sin that is too big to be forgiven, and there is no good deed that is too small to be recorded and weighed. Mawlana Mahmudul Hasan, he was the first ustad of Deoband. Now when we speak about Deoband, we speak about thousands of students that have established madaris around the world. And how many thousands of students have qualified from there? When we went to India, this was very long time ago, 2004 or 5, then we went to the Darul Hadith, the final year class. So when we went, we got lost. People are saying there's approximately 980 students in the final year. Now at present, recently we heard, it's between 3,000 to 4,000 students in the final year class. Now so many students are qualifying. The first ustad, the founder, the first brick, Mawlana Mahmudul Hasan, he was the first, Mawlana Mahmud Diobandi rahimahullah, passes away, someone sees him in a dream, and he asks him, how did you fare with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So he says, alhamdulillah, Allah forgave me. So person says, definitely, why not? I mean, the institute that you have founded of such a nature, alhamdulillah, accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, no. Allah never asked me about my teaching, whether it was Quran, tafsir, hadith, fiqh. my heaves, nothing, nothing of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only looked at one deed of mine. He says, one day there was a request and I told him to make some kichro for me. So he made some kichro at home. When I came home, there was extra salt in the food I desired. But I came and I made sabr. I never even tell the wife. I didn't frown. No action, not explicit, not subtle, nothing at all. And I did as if I enjoyed every morsel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you did that one deed for me, for my pleasure. And you looked after my bondswoman, her heart and feelings. Jannah for you for that. That one deed. So nothing is too small to be recorded and be a means of our salvation on the day of Qiyamah. But three things, one, for us to remember is that for us to get this quality of shukr and appreciation for all of the bounties of Allah. Number one is i'tiraf. We have to acknowledge whatever we have is from Allah. The dua in the morning, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik faminka wahdak la sharika lak. O my Allah, this morning whatever bounties I enjoy, ma asbaha min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik, whether I enjoy or any of your other creation enjoys, faminka wahdak, it's only from you. La sharika lak, there is no partner to you in this bounty that you have favored upon any one of us. So this is one dua. Number one is acknowledging all the bounties of Allah. Number two is when we acknowledge that all the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are from Allah, then naturally our love for Allah will increase. When we know someone is showering blessings upon us, you naturally will be closer to that person. So here we understand everything is from Allah, we will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. And number three is to live a life of total obedience. This is the height of shukr, that we use all of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Urwa bin Zubair rahimahullah, he was one day out in an expedition. He was injured on his leg, because of which the doctors came to see to him. And they all insisted unanimously, all the doctors say, we have to amputate your leg. Gangrene has set in, we have to amputate and cut it. So he says, no, hold on, wait, let's think about it. So his leg needs to be amputated. On the same journey, the next day, his son was kicked with a camel, and one of his sons passes away. Now, his leg needs to be amputated. His son just loses his life because of the kick of a camel. But in the face of all of these difficulties, he says, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praise due to Allah for every condition. So someone asks him, what do you mean you're praising Allah? This is a time to make sabr, not shukr. Why are you making shukr? He says, I thank Allah, He gave me four. Two hands, two legs. He took one away. He only took one. I thank Allah, He gave me seven sons. He took one away. He still kept six. So I'm thanking Allah for the six I still have. For that I'm thanking Allah, that I still have it. So there's different ways of looking at things. One is we look at the window that has closed, but we've forgotten to look at all the other windows that are still open from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man lam yashkuri nas, lam yashkuri Allah." That person who is not grateful to man can never be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it all starts off by appreciating the favors of people around us, and that starts in our home. That you enjoy a simple, straightforward breakfast like you will normally have every day. Cup of tea, your toast, and whatever else have you. That's all. Maybe you just have that much, or a bowl of cereal, but the milk is made hot and you add your cereal. Just that much, but you say, Jazakumullahu khairan. Allah rewards you for the breakfast. Jazakallah so much. Just that much. Lam yashkuri nas, lam yashkuri Allah. But we try to make amal everywhere else, we forget about making it in the house. Let it start from the house, inshallah. So this word and this name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ash-shakur, appears four times in the Qur'an-i-Kareem. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu a dua after salat that we always make. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. O my Allah, I make dua, O my Allah, assist me. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik, that I make your dhikr. Wa shukrik, ya Allah, I ask you for assistance that I can be appreciative to your bounties. So it's something to ask Allah, grant me the ability to make shukr for all of your bounties. Wa husni ibadatik. Ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ma yaf'alu Allahu bi'adhabikum in shakartum wa amantum. Allah subhanahu says, there is no need to punish if you have iman coupled with shukr. Two qualities. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with iman. But if we couple it with shukr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no need for me to punish you. I don't need to punish you. Mawlana Asghar Hussain rahimahullah, one day was very sick. He was experiencing very high temperature and fever, because of which, in his old age and sickness, he was unconscious at times. Unconscious, he would wake up, gain consciousness. But whenever he gained consciousness, he said, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. People asked him, Mawlana Hazrat, what's this Alhamdulillah? You're so sick that you are losing consciousness. You're becoming unconscious. So he says, when I say Alhamdulillah, I say Alhamdulillah, my heart is still intact. Alhamdulillah, my eyes are still intact, I can see. Alhamdulillah, my ears are still intact, I can hear. The only thing, bas bukhar hai. The only thing, I got fever, oh my Allah. That's all. But he's thanking Allah for everything else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that ability and quality of shakur, meaning of shukr, that we appreciate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very short discussion on the next name, that is Al-Ali. Al-Ali is the most high, most lofty. That's Al-Ali. Greatness, loftiness is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Kathir rahimullah says, such greatness beyond which there is no greatness or rank. There is no height after the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two incidents, both referring to the same sahabi. Ala bin al-Hadrami radiallahu anhu, he's traveling with his army and he is heading in a certain direction. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent him, goes with Sahaba radiallahu anhum, but he cannot reach the enemy because of the ocean that is a barrier between him and getting to the next land. No preparation, there is no ship, there is no boat, but he makes dua to Allah. He says, Allahumma, ya alimu, ya halimu, ya aliyu, ya azimu. Four names of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allahumma, ya alimu, ya halimu, ya aliyu, ya azimu. Four names. O my Allah, in these four names, we are your servants in your path. You make it easy for us to traverse this ocean. And he tells the Sahaba, Bismillah. With the horses, animals, they are heading towards the ocean. And he says, Bismillah, let's go. And he's in the front. And Alhamdulillah, the entire army crossed the oceans, no one drowned. He says, our saddles never even get wet. The saddle of the horse did not even get wet. Now such yaqeen he had on these four names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ala bin al-Hadrami radiallahu anhu says, on one expedition, we come to a place, our water supplies have depleted. The army is in severe need, dire need of water. So immediately he makes dua. He understands the secret. Ya Alimu, Ya Halimu, Ya Aliyu, Ya Azimu. These four names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He calls Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with these four names. And he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for water. They travel a very short distance. And they see there's a stream of fresh rain water flowing between the mountains. And they continue with the journey, fill their water bags, etc. with the water, and they continue. So these are the four names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bin al-Hadrami radiallahu anhu says that I found success in whatever I needed in these four names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mi'raj, then in one narration it comes in Tafsir al-Qurtubi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in Mi'raj, I heard the tasbih of the skies. Now if the angels are making this tasbih, it has to be a very accepted tasbih. Subhanal Aliyil A'la, سبحانه وتعالى. سبحان العلي الأعلى. So the word علي comes. سبحان, I glorify who? العلي الأعلى. The most glory, the most lofty, the most high. العلي الأعلى سبحانه وتعالى. In one narration it comes that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his dua he used to read سبحان العلي الأعلى الوهاب. سبحان العلي الأعلى الوهاب. This is how he used to implore Allah تبارك وتعالى with this name العلي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the ability that these names become a reality in our lives. Whenever we face any difficulty, turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with any of these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's definitely the secrets in these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.